FPL enlists 13,000 workers to restore power lines ahead of Hurricane Dorian. By Amy Furr on August 30, 2019. 13,000 employees have been secured by Florida Power & Light, FPL, in anticipation of restoring power lines and equipment damaged by Hurricane Dorian. FPL President and CEO Eric Szilagyi said the company is working with additional utilities across the nation and urged Floridians to make preparations for the storm's landfall. Szilagyi commented, "We're taking Hurricane Dorian seriously and have activated our emergency response plan in anticipation of its impact on our service area. We're actively working with other utilities from across the United States to secure additional crews and equipment and pre-positioning resources in advance of the storm's landfall, so we are ready to respond as soon as it is safe to do so. While Dorian's path remains uncertain, it is forecast to be a dangerous major storm. Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for counties along the east coast of Florida, and we're coordinating with state and county emergency operations centers. Now is not the time to be complacent. We urge our customers to take this storm seriously, make final preparations, and keep safety top of mind." Reports said all 67 counties in Florida are under a state of emergency in preparation for what could be the strongest hurricane to make landfall on the East Coast in almost three decades. Hurricane Dorian is reportedly moving at 105 miles per hour, and forecasters predict it could make landfall as a Category 4 storm with sustained winds of up to 130 miles per hour. On Thursday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, said he is communicating with local and federal officials to make sure residents are fully prepared for the storm. "As it increases strength, this storm has the potential to severely damage homes, businesses, and buildings, which is why all Floridians should remain vigilant. Do not wait until it is too late to make a plan," DeSantis concluded. President Trump also commented on the hurricane Thursday evening in a video posted on Twitter. "All indications are it's going to hit very hard and it's going to be very big," he said, adding, "It's looking like it could be an absolute monster." However, the storm's path remains unclear and officials have not ordered residents to evacuate immediately. On Florida's east coast, people have stocked up on food, plywood, and other emergency supplies in preparation for the storm. Retired translator Josephine Lair-Ori said she went to a Publix in Miami to buy supplies but found no bottled water on the shelves. "I feel helpless because the whole coast is threatened," she commented. "What's the use of going all the way to Georgia if it can land there?"